Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious day, which is the birthday of the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. In a beautiful tradition, the following has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding his father Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says the following: verily, he used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. Imam Sajjad used to give and provide, meaning he used to continuously provide for these 100 families, poor families of the city of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread, meaning when he ate, He enjoyed poor people, orphans, needy, and disabled people to be present eating with him. He never liked to eat alone. Rather, he liked these kind of destitute and poor people and people who we consider the lowest part of society to be present with him. He served them with his own hands, subhanAllah. He brought them and served them food with his own hands. He didn't tell his servant to do it. If anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household. Meaning, he didn't pack up the food and say, take this food for your family. The Imam would come with the person and bring his family the food himself. He never ate any food, but that he first gave charity from it. Before eating anything, he would take a portion of his food and give it to poor people. Perhaps it's because of this that he has been entitled with the title of the adornment of worshippers. In a beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet has been narrated that the Prophet said, on the day of judgment, a caller will call, where is the adornment of worshippers, Zainul Abidin? And it is as if I am looking at my son, Ali ibn al-Husayn, ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, emerging from the two rows, meaning it's almost as if the rows of people separated and Imam Sajjad comes and emerges from them and hastens towards God and the person calling him. Imam Sajjad has a very high position amongst the A'imma alayhi salam. It's not just because of the oppression that he saw with on the day of Ashura and the trials and calamities that occurred for him. Usually we think of his stature to stem from this, but things occurred after that, you know, in the era of his imamat that are unrelated to it. His virtues are not solely centered around this fact, or for example the prayers which have been narrated from him. These are a part of his position. He also did many other things. One of the interesting things a lot of people don't know about Imam Sajjad is that Imam Sajjad was what was his habit to buy slaves, train them, bring them towards Islam, and then free them. He's very famous for this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Sajjad in the words of the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.